I'm Dr. Richard Ursel. I'm a physician scientist. I've been with AFLDS since the beginning. Went with Simone and Taryn Clark to the White House a couple times. We didn't make it very much damage there, but we did a lot elsewhere. So really excited to be here today. Thank you. So what I'm going to talk about today is what if I already had COVID? This is a fundamentally important concept. It's like immunology 101. And the reason why I said this is really important is I think it's the Achilles heel. I think it's the kryptonite of the vaccination program, right? It's fundamentally wrong what's happening, and this is the main reason why. And I think back a year and a half ago, and I started seeing things I'd never seen before. Science became political, Hippocratic Oath became hypocrisy. And I started seeing things. At first I thought maybe things were, you know, incredibly poor judgment, maybe analysis was poor. I started speaking out, and then I started realizing it was intentionally deceptive. And then this is no different. This whole vaccination program is intentionally deceptive. And if we think about it, step back for a second, our immune systems are incredibly exquisite and wonderful. And guess what? They've been studying viruses for how long? How long have our immune systems been studying viruses? Mine's been studying it for a long time. And so what I tell all my patients, is this. I say, look, the virus mutates really slowly. Don't worry. If you're already COVID recovered, don't worry. I said, if you get a haircut, right, your family's going to recognize you. A little mutation in the virus, my immune system speaks Greek. So we've had to endure so many different lies. And that's basically the critical part of this. What I just said is basically one thing you have to take away from this whole thing is that these viruses are not mutating very quickly. And so as we go forward, if you're COVID recovered, you're basically immune competent. And we've had to endure so many different things. You know, everyone does not succumb to the disease. I wish that masks work. There are zero randomized controlled trials in the last four decades that masks stop spread of respiratory illness. I wish they did. Well, I'll put them on for 2 weeks, so I'll be over. Lockdowns are ineffective. March 5th, major this year. There's no early treatment. Well, the disease is biphasic, right? So why would we listen to somebody about who's a virologist about thrombosis and inflammatory respiratory disease? A virologist is not the right person for inflammatory respiratory disease, is it? No. So I think you got to let docs be docs, and clearly we have early treatment. And I've got a really wonderful concept that I introduced last year, and now I have good proof on it, that actually asymptomatics spread. So, okay, and but I got a surprise for you of what they spread. Kids are not super spreaders. They will not kill their grandma. And again, vaccination status should not supplant immune status, right? So if I have polio, why would I need the polio vaccine? Immune status matters more than vaccination status. And let's compare a little bit what happens with this virus to the influenza virus. The influenza virus, you know, we always have a new world. It's like a dog chasing his tail. It mutates very quickly. This virus has a proofreader that basically affects what's called the RDRP, the copy machine. So the copy machine for this virus has a proofreading. And the influenza virus doesn't. So that's why this thing doesn't mutate that quickly. And that's important because all of us are thinking, well, we need a booster. We need all these things. We don't, especially if you're not COVID recovered. And what is the vaccinated person exposed to? They're exposed to the spike. Think of this, the spike. But you've got basically all the other components if you're COVID recovered. You've got spike, membrane, envelope, nucleocapsid, RNA. You've got all these other components, arms, legs, knees, toes. You've got everything that you've been exposed to, right? So you create all the requisite antibody and T-cell responses when you've been exposed to the whole virus. And what I tell people, because some people said, oh, yeah, well, guess what? They have more antibodies when they get vaccinated. And I tell them, it's very simple. If you need to color a rainbow, you need more than a lot of blue pens. Okay? So having lots of antibodies and a very narrow focus is like trying to make a picture of the rainbow with blue pens. And think of that whenever you hear that concept. And now let's look at what do you have for the best data on what happens in a COVID-recovered person. The best data comes from Israel. They are looking at things prospectively, unlike us. We are looking at things retrospectively. They collect data when they think it might be favorable. So there, what we're finding is this. The COVID recovered have a 0.0086 chance of getting COVID infected again. Basically, essentially zero. They have no chance. Now, what's happening with the vaccinated people? 90% of the population is vaccinated there. So what I tell everybody is, like, if you are in Israel and you wear a blue shirt, it does not help you prevent COVID. Makes sense, right? What we're seeing with the vaccine is the same thing. This vaccine, this Pfizer jab, does not help prevent disease from the Delta variant, just like wearing a blue shirt. So what's happening with the mutations? What we're seeing is, when you start getting mutations and you start looking at mutations, you're starting to see those happen in the vaccinated individuals. So a lot of you have heard the vaccinations are coming from the unvaccinated. This is untrue. And so I always tell everybody, it's like if you get a very narrow antibiotic, you get resistant organisms in the hospitals. All the doctors know that. This is happening in the vaccinated groups. And once you get above about 30% of the population being vaccinated, we're starting to see mutants arise in those populations under pressures of the actual vaccine, just like under pressure from the antibiotics. So that is the source. That is the source of the mutants. You'll hear otherwise, though. So let's talk about the COVID recovered and why this is the Achilles heel a little bit more. The Cleveland Clinic came out with a really wonderful study. Thank you, Cleveland Clinic, showing that there's no need for the COVID recovery to have vaccination. You all have probably seen that. It was pretty well across all the news media, surprisingly. And we have data all the way back, going back to SARS-CoV-1. So SARS-CoV-1, actually, those patients are still immune competent against SARS-CoV-2. And what they don't have great antibody responses, but they have great T cell responses. And I always tell my patients, think of antibodies as like car keys. They'll start my car, but not your car. But T cells are wonderful. They're like tow trucks. They can tow my car and your car. So these patients are very immune competent from SARS-CoV-1 infections against SARS-CoV-2. And now I'm going to get to the part that I really like. There is asymptomatic spread. I had a little inkling of it last year. I saw a study in the Karolinska Institute in Sweden where they looked at 200 previously infected COVID patients, and they found that some of the asymptomatic family members had developed immunity without symptoms. So I started saying, And then this wonderful study came this year, says there's robust T cell immunity in asymptomatic patients with COVID-19 family members. And I'm going to read what it says. SARS-CoV-2 specific T cells were detectable in exposed family members. These T cells that were found were broadly directed and functioning replete. So again, basically what that means is these family members were getting something spread to them by their COVID asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic family members. So what I was going to tell you is asymptomatic people are spreading. They're spreading immunity. Okay. Now, think of that. So, and what I wanted to say as we go forward is this is the reason why we really have to hit hard. Even the political left people are on our side. Human neurochasm is a big component of something called screen before vaccine. And the reason for that is because we know, and the people who did these studies know, they excluded the people who were COVID recovered from the trials. Why? Because they knew it would happen. They knew it was going to not be good. So they didn't want them in the trials to mess up the data. They knew it would happen before you even had the trials. And what we were seeing, like UK, 974 patients, moderate and severe symptoms, and the COVID recovered. And more importantly, they actually looked to see if there was a timing issue. You know how you heard that? Oh, you just wait 90 days, you'll be okay. The time since infection not matter. They were all getting symptoms at haphazard rate. You're retaining an antigenic fragment of that tissue for long periods of time. We don't have any idea how long. And so the vaccine induces basically an antibody response in a lot of these patients. If you are COVID recovered, sometimes it's astronomical, like 10 or more times higher. And as I said about the blue pen, this is way too many blue pens. And New England Journal of Medicine reports show there was 89% of the people had adverse events. And what I want to say is, eventually, the bottom line is this. It's unprecedented what they're doing. It's unprecedented. It's intellectually arrogant that they're actually attempting to do this. Just plain dumb, maybe. You know, it's dangerous to vaccinate immune-competent individuals. And lastly, they're extremely high risk for injury. Extremely high risk for injury. You think about it this way. As I said, they retain an antigenic fragment and fingerprint of the COVID genetic material in their tissues, and they have all the requisite components of immunity against the whole virus. And so when you inject so many billions of messenger RNA, creating who knows how many hundreds of billion spike proteins, you're creating a war inside that individual, activating hyperimmune response, and leading to, in some, significant tissue injury and death. And this is their Achilles heel. It's the kryptonite behind the program. We need to hit them hard on this. We need to stay on our feet and fight them really hard on this issue. Scream for the vaccine. It's dangerous. It's killing people. And we need to make it known that we're not going to take it. Thank you.